creeper. There are a couple of things I found.
Is that right? I never did know they called them.
It may not have been here. I mean, they're just some possibilities. Yeah. I run across oven a lot here in Mississippi for that.
You know, they used to have a, they'd be back this big around and had little legs and they had the cover was iron and they were iron and people used to put the biscuits in there. Now that's what they used to tell me. That was before my time. And then they'd put coals up on top of those, that lid. And they said that would make the best biscuits you ever tasted.
They say that, a lot of people say they still have them lying around somewhere.
Yeah.
They have to use them. I guess from what you said, in the house where you were growing up, you had the home comfort stove. You cooked on the stove, right? So there wasn't a cooking in the fireplace to be. Or if you wanted to boil water, though, on the stove, what did you use?
A kettle.
All right. And if you cut some flowers and brought them into the house and wanted to keep them fresh, you put them in water in a?
A vase.
All right. If you wanted to put them in dirt, what would you put them in?
A pot.
All right. And what are the eating utensils that you have by your plate when you sit down to eat?
Knife, fork, spoon.
All right. If you had one knife and then a steak knife, you'd say I have two.
Two knives.
All right.
And I'd say I have two knives, one knife and a steak knife. Or would you just say two knives?
That's all I wanted, just the plural form of it, to see if there was, as I say, some of these things sound pretty obvious. You'll have to bear with me.
That's all right.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
Not a bit.
Good. I want you to tell me now if you start to get tired.
No, I'm not tired.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, my goodness, it's almost supper time, and we've got to have some clean dishes. I must go do what?
Wash the dishes.
And after a woman washes the dishes, she does what to them?
Scalds them and dries them.
All right. And another word for scalds is?
Rinse them.
All right. She does what she, the dishes, she
wrenches.
That's what I was looking for. What do you call a cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
A dishcloth.
All right. And people used to call it a
dish rag.
I'm wondering if this, if it makes a difference as to whether it's bought or just, you know, homemade, whether you would call it, or if it, dish rag was just an old word for it.
I think the ones that you wash dishes with, I think they're more or less, that's just an old word, a dish rag.
What about what you would wash your face with?
A washcloth.
Are they used to call those anything else? Wash rag?
A wash rag, yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, I've heard that. A wash rag.
Which would you be likely to say now?
Well, I think now you'd say a washcloth.
All right. What about the cloth or rag that you use to dry dishes?
A drying cloth.
All right.
A drying rag.
All right. Did you ever hear that down here called a cup towel?
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's what a lot of them call them now, cup towels.
All right. Is that new or old?
Oh, well, no, that's kind of old.
I had an elderly aunt who used to say that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm originally from Tennessee.
Yeah.
I wondered if it was an expression on the way down here. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself?
A towel.
All right. What do you use to turn on the water at the kitchen sink? You turn the
faucet.
If that's out in the yard, it would be called a
faucet.
All right. If I said the word hydrant, what would you think of?
Hydrant. That's in the yard.
That's in the yard,
too.
All right. Suppose it were downtown and the firemen had something to attach their hose to.
Be a fire plug. All right.
It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
And when they froze, they
burst.
People used to buy flour in a large container.
Barrel.
All right, and there's something kind of like it that they used to buy nails in.
Kegs.
All right, what else came in kegs?